Once there was a certain man from Ramataim Sophim, from the mount of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, son of Yerocham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Tzuf, and Ephrati. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, the name of the other one Peninnah. It happened that Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. He would go up, the man Eli, from his city, from year to year, to worship and offer sacrifice to Adonai Tzevaot in Shiloh. And in that place, the two sons of Eli, Jophni and Pinchas, were priests to Adonai. And it would be on the day that he made offerings, Elkanah, that he gave to Peninnah his wife, to all of her sons, and to her daughters' portions. But to Hannah he would give one portion doubled, for his Hannah he loved, though Adonai had closed her womb. And she was taunted by her rival continually with the purpose of annoying her, because closed by Adonai was Hannah's womb. And so it was, year after year, when she, Peninnah, would go up to the house of the Lord, she would not fail to provoke her, so that she cried and did not eat. Then he spoke to her, Elkanah, her husband, Hannah, why do you weep? And why are you not eating? And why are you sad in your heart? Am not I better to you than even 10 children? Then arose Hannah after eating in Shiloh and after drinking, and Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the temple of God. And she was in bitterness of soul. She prayed to God and wept profusely. And she made a vow, saying this, Adonai Tzevaot, if you will indeed look upon the distress of your maidservant, and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give to your servant seed of a man, I will give him to Adonai all the days of his life, and a razor will not come upon his head. And it was, as she went on, speaking prayers before Adonai, that Eli watched her mouth. And as for Hannah, she was speaking in her heart, only her lips were moving, but her voice could not be heard. Thus supposed Eli that she was drunk. Then he said to her, Eli, until when will you be drunk? Take your wine away from yourself. Then answered Hannah, who said, No, my Lord, a woman of pained spirit am I. Neither wine nor alcohol have I imbibed. I was pouring out my soul before God. Don't regard your maidservant as a daughter of Belial, i.e. a wicked woman. Out of great grieving and resentment I have spoken until now. Then answered Eli and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel will grant your petition, which you have asked of him. And she said, May she find your maidservant favor in your sight. So she went, the woman, on her way, and ate, and the face on her looked not the same. They rose early in the morning, and worshipped before Adonai, and returned to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and Adonai remembered her. And it was with the passing of days that Hannah conceived and bore a son, and she gave him the name Samuel, i.e. Shmuel, meaning heard by God, since from the Lord she asked for him. And he went up, the man Elkanah, and all his house, to offer before Adonai the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she told her husband, Not before the child is weaned will I bring him, that he may appear before the face of God and remain there forever. Then he said to her, Elkanah, her husband, do what seems good in your eyes. Remain until you have weaned the child. May it be that God fulfills his word. She remained the woman and nursed her child until she weaned the boy. She brought him up with her when she had weaned him with three bowls, with one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of God in Shiloh, and the child was still tender. Then they slaughtered a bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, it is I am the woman who stood near you in this place, praying to Adonai. For the child here I prayed, and it was granted by God to me my petition that I made to him. Also I gave him over, I lent him to God. All the days that he lives, he is dedicated to God. and they made prostrations there to God. Then she prayed, Hannah, and said, My heart exalts in Adonai. My horn is exalted in God. Open wide is my mouth at my enemies, for I rejoice in your salvation. None is holy as Adonai, ki there is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. Don't talk and talk, all high and mighty, sending forth arrogance from your mouth. For indeed, a God all-knowing is Adonai. By him are weighed all our actions. The bows of mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. The sated for bread hire themselves out, while the hungry cease to be so, while the barren woman has borne seven, the one with many children is bereft. Adonai brings death and gives life, brings down to the grave and raises up. Adonai makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and he elevates. Up from the dust he raises up the poor ones. From the rubbish he raises the beggar, to be seated among princes. With a seat of honor he endows them. For to God belong the pillars of the earth. He sets upon them the world. The feet of his devoted ones he safeguards, but the wicked in darkness will perish. For not through his own strength does man prevail. Adonai, may they be shattered who contend with him. Against them in heaven he will thunder. Adonai will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.